Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
About a year ago, scientists from Harvard reported promising news for elderly patients suffering from heart failure. They found that a blood protein called growth differentiation factor 11, or GDF-11, could actually undo heart damage caused by aging, at least in mice. New research from Harvard, just released in the journal Science, finds that the protein has similar beneficial effects on brains and muscles, though again, only in mice. But the research is hugely significant and prompts the provocative question, could this protein be a kind of biological fountain of youth? Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, has been writing about the study and is here with us now. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you, Anthony.
So tell us more about what GDF-11 actually does.
Well, I think of it as kind of like a rejuvenation factor. In this research that just came out, scientists found that giving old mice GDF-11 made them on average about 50% stronger than old mice who didn't get GDF-11. And it also made some of the old mice able to run as long as young mice. So it increased their endurance, too. And it also seemed to rejuvenate the brains of old mice. So, for example, it encouraged the growth of new blood vessels and new neurons in their brains, and it improved their sense of smell.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And do we assume that if it does that in mice, that it could do the same in humans?
Well, wouldn't we like to?
Yeah.
Yes. We need to start with all of the huge caveats that we also have to give when we're talking about the leap between mice and humans. But on the hopeful side, GDF-11 does circulate in human blood as well as in mouse blood. So I feel entitled to hope that this may be possible to translate into humans eventually. And maybe if we can target these processes and reverse them, that maybe some of the degeneration that comes with aging is not so inevitable. And that could apply to diseases too. Alzheimer's, for example, is a very aging-related disease. So it is exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Well, let's welcome Amy Wagers. She's a professor of stem cell and regenerative biology at Harvard Stem Cell Institute and the Joslin Diabetes Center. She was a leader in this new research. And Amy Wagers, thanks for coming in.
Nice to be here.
So we mentioned this idea of a fountain of youth. Is that far-fetched? Or how do you best describe the effect of this protein?
I think this is a really exciting step forward in our research, where we've really been trying to understand how aging occurs, how it affects tissues, and whether there's a coordination between those effects in different tissues. Hmm. And so GDF-11 really, for the first time, gives us a foothold into understanding that pathway. We know that this is a protein that is very abundant when you're young, and it's lost as you age. And that loss seems to be associated with a degeneration of biological processes in multiple different organs. And that means that this degeneration is not inevitable, and that one can think about extending the healthy years of life for longer.
Wow. So what do we actually know about how it works, and what's its purpose?
We know at the cellular level that GDF-11 affects the ability of, for instance, muscle cells to produce energy, to provide quality control for the proteins that are generated in the cell. We know at the whole organ level that GDF-11 affects the growth of blood vessels, it affects stem cells in various tissues, and it affects cell size, particularly in the heart. So it's having an abundant number of effects. What we need to do now is order those and understand what's primary and what's secondary and really piece together the pathway.
Do you imagine, though, a day? I mean, we know that GDF-11 circulates in the human bloodstream. Are we going to get to that day where we might someday be popping GDF-11 pills to stay stronger, smarter, generally healthier as we age?
We probably won't be popping pills of GDF-11, but I do think that we will be able to use this information to develop strategies that target this pathway and that actually can improve function. And that's something that, together with our colleagues, we're working very hard at doing.
It sounds like we're talking about, instead of a fountain of eternal youth, a sort of a better quality older age.
Right. An improvement of quality of life and better health.
We should note that we don't know whether GDF-11 could expand lifespan. We don't know if it actually makes the mice even live longer.
Right. We don't know that at all. We haven't done any experiments to even address that. We're really focusing specifically on health.
Now, Amy, Carrie mentioned implications for patients with degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's or dementia, right? Huge potential there.
Right, absolutely. And that's another important future direction for the work, is really understanding how this pathway is changed in diseases of aging, and whether the restoration of GDF-11 or its targets could have effects in those contexts as well. Mm. You mentioned neurodegeneration. We're also interested in muscle wasting, which is an enormous disability for almost all elderly individuals.
Mm. Your work began with something really interesting, a technique called parabiosis. Can you describe that work and give us some sense of what that is?
So parabiosis is a technique where we can surgically link the blood systems of an old mouse and a young mouse, and that allows us to expose the organs of an old mouse to substances in the blood that would normally only be present in youth, and to ask whether the exposure to those substances actually promotes healthy function in those tissues. And the results were really striking, and they're really what set us off on this now almost 15-year quest to identify the factors.
So what's the next step? I mean, where does this research take you next?
Right. So we really want to understand everything we can about this protein. We want to know who's making it in the body and why it goes away over time. We want to know what other organs might be listening to this signal. And we want to know whether there are other proteins like GDF-11 that are acting in similar ways in different contexts. And so we're really using our identification of this first factor to try to piece together a whole network of how substances that travel in the blood may be controlling tissue function with age.
Interesting. Well, Carrie, I still can't get away from this idea that there's something coursing through our blood that actually might provide the key to a longer, healthier, better old age.
It's an intriguing concept, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it also, one question that we discussed was also, well, maybe you could measure the levels of GDF-11 in somebody's blood, and that could tell you kind of, you know how they talk about there's your chronological age and then there's your health age. Maybe that could help to reveal exactly how old you really are.
Well, Amy Wagers, she's a professor of stem cell and regenerative biology at Harvard Stem Cell Institute and the Joslin Diabetes Center. She was a lead researcher in the latest study on the protein GDF-11, just published in the journal Science. Amy Wagers, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thank you, as always.
You're welcome, Anthony.
And listeners, you can find a link to Carrie's latest piece on GDF-11 at radioboston.org. And stay with us. Coming up, we'll dig into a Boston Globe investigation into college rental ghettos in Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.